Andrew Kelleher from JMIS. Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
How's that business confidence?
Business confidence, yeah, Mike. We're deep into election territory now, aren't we? And we really have to ask the question whether or not we're going to start to see sort of ripples of uncertainty and nervousness out in the business world. And I think business, if we can sort of use that big broad phrase, I think they are starting to take very seriously the possibility of a change in government. I mean, seemed pretty unlikely 3 months ago, Mike, but now the facts are, the polls indicate that this is a change of government is not an unlikely outcome. So what effect will that have on business? Now, we're seeing the real estate market, there's a bit of commentary there that it is impacting on sales, but the ANZ Business Confidence Survey, or the outlook released yesterday with the numbers for August, was relatively unchanged. So no real sign of election nervousness in that outcome. In fact, you had healthy levels of activity, employment, healthy levels of investment expectations. In fact, the composite confidence indicator, that's still suggesting strong levels of GDP, and net 38% of businesses expect better times ahead for their business. The long run average for that series is 28, so it's well above the long run average levels. 23% still looking at lifting investment, and I think one of the most notable elements of this survey is the strong bounce back in the construction outcomes. Now, I've been worried about the construction numbers in this data series because they have been very weak. And if you're expecting to see a bit of a demand impulse from the residential property sector over the next couple of years, this data series was suggesting that that was under threat. But we've had strong bounce back. Residential construction territory rose strongly from 11% to 36%. Commercial construction from 6% to 29%. So, look, at the moment, businesses sort of walk into the election saying, look, we'll be okay with the change of government.
Yeah, interesting. Now, Trump, yeah. I followed the speech closely. He was in Springfield, Missouri, of course. He's on tax reform. He can't do health, but he thinks he can do tax. And he's promising, among other things, a very, very low corporate rate, isn't he?
Yeah, let's work through this. I mean, one thing about a natural disaster, Mike, isn't it, that when you've got a natural disaster, the focus comes off other issues. Harvey absolutely dominating US news, and it's taking the focus off Trump a little bit and off that ever-escalating tension in North Korea. But in case you missed it, yes, Trump was talking about tax reform again. He released the tax reform policy. Unsurprisingly, it was short of detail. But here's the themes, okay? He's reducing what he calls the crushing tax burden. He wants to fundamentally reform the tax code. He wants to make it pro-American. Not quite sure what that means. The principles are he wants it to be simple to understand. He wants a tax code that generates more jobs and higher wages. He has reiterated, and it would appear to be a non-negotiable 15% company tax. But then of interest, really, he wants to bring back this wealth trapped offshore. So he's going to hit the multinationals. So Labor's not the only one looking at doing that. But there are phenomenal numbers here, Mike, that are being talked about. Trump is saying $3 to $5 trillion that he wants to get back on shore. So that's going to build a lot of wall. Now, there is a lot of money trapped those things, but really his effectiveness in being able to bring that back,
yep,
I think you really do have to question.
All right. Now, so you got your smartphone, your email, tablet. This is the best news of the week for me because no one loves a pen more than I do. I'm a pen collector. And you're going to tell me that in a world of smartphones and emails and tablets, no one buys a pen anymore. And yet it is simply not true.
They do. Fountain pens. Who would have thought, Mike? Who would have thought? You're right. In an electronic world where, you know, you struggle to find paper these days, although I still quite like paper, what's happening to the sales of fountain pens? Well, they're going up. This is a $1.4 billion market. You know, sales of luxury goods have sort of been stagnating, but that's not what's happening in the blooming fountain pen market. In fact, between 2014 and 15 in Japan, sales of fountain pens went up almost 20%. 2016 globally, they went up 2.1%. Now, I don't get fountain pens, Mike. I'm a left-hander.
Me
they're
too.
No good for. They're
me too.
No. And do you? Can you
yes.
write with them?
No. You drag your. You can't avoid dragging your hand across the ink
no.
and it smudges. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, but they look good in your pocket.
Very much so. And that's all that counts.
Yeah.
Looks are everything, Andrew. Go on. Hasn't anyone told you that? Now, what are the numbers?
The numbers. Okay, the Dow Jones, 21,927. They're up 37 overnight. S&P 500, 2468, up 11. That's about 0.5%. NASDAQ, 6418, up 50. FTSE 100, 7430, up 65. That's about 0.9%. So good night there. Nikkei, 19,646. Shanghai Composite, 3360, ASX 200 5714, and the NZX 50 put on 0.5% yesterday, up 42 points, close at 7817. The New Zealand dollar is weaker overnight, Mike. On the wholesale market, one New Zealand dollar 0.7170 US, 0.9036 Aussie, 0.6028 Euro, 0.5550 pounds, 78.91 yen. Gold is trading at $1,318.24. Now, Brent crude, Mike, $52.42, but I do want to point out West Texas Intermediate, which is more relevant to the US, $47. So there's a big difference there between those two.
All right, mate, you have an awesome weekend. Appreciate your help this week. As always, we'll see you Monday. Andrew Kelleher, JMIS. He is available to you at jmis.co.nz.